about that first half, which probably about as well as you could hope for.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, like I said last time, the whole point is to get better every game.
Yep.
And I told the girls at halftime that is by far the best half that we've played this year.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things that we've been working on in practice,
we
were showing out there on the field today.
There was,
as far as playing possession, moving the ball around, pressuring defensively. You know, very happy with the first half.
And again, I mean, from where I watched some of those early matches, the first, you know, the prospect Geneva, the improvement from that to today was very significant.
Yeah, and I think that long layoff helped us. So we've had about almost two full weeks of practice. So we're kind of it was good to have those few games, see what we need to work on, and then practice
and
those things.
Problem is the second half, you didn't weren't able to maintain that same type of play, and Harrisville's too good a team to let up on them.
Oh, yeah, we're making mistakes, and just really we stopped playing possession.
Yeah.
We'd get the ball, panic, try and clear it, just send a long ball, and we'd give it right back to them.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, we were kind of on our heels the whole second half, and we just couldn't regroup and play the way we did the first half.
Yeah.
You know, and you give those opportunities to pretty much any team, they're going to take advantage of a one-on-one with the goalie.
Yeah. So especially I didn't remember who you were. You had another player to step in there, your keeper, but it wouldn't really matter on a couple of those when you had breakdowns like that.
No.
Maybe was going to score regardless.
They're kind of helpless right there.
This is a quality team. I know they've looked at some of their scores. They've played real competitively against some good teams. So knowing that and knowing where you're at, this is, I know you don't want to lose matches, but this is an encouraging sign of a step forward for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely encouraging. And, you know, really, really, like I said, it's about getting ready for conference play.
Yeah.
So we got one more game, you know, to get in before
Monday,
conference.
Right,
Monday, Batavia, and then we're Thursday against Romeo.
Well,
we switch it up a little bit. We put Kelsey Brafe in after midway through the first half, back at center defender. We moved Melissa Del Sardo up to center mid.
Uh-huh.
You know, I thought they both did a real good job there,
yeah,
and kind of helping control the game. Both of them were.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You know, and again, Jessica Kaminsky. You know, she had a great game, and Sammy Jensen. I mean, that was one heck of a strike that she had. I mean, pretty amazing. And that goalie, we played them last year, and that goalie is pretty amazing. So, I mean, to get one by her is a big accomplishment when it's one-on-one with them.
Yeah,
so.
Like you said, when you get your starting keeper gets hurt in the first few minutes of magic, sometimes that can turn into a long afternoon. But
yeah, and the girls responded well, because not only are we going to our backup keeper, but we're also taking one of our more talented players, Krista Pezzopane, off the field, you know, which really hurts depth. And, I think we were going into the game with five subs, so we ended the game with four subs. So,
you know,
we're looking to get healthy here, you know, fairly soon. So, but that's the biggest part right there, too, is just, you know, having her off the field as a position player.
Yeah. Okay, so as you said, conference starts this week. You've got also Batavia Monday. What, you got another match after that, the latter part of the week?
Yeah. Hinsdale Central on Friday.
So it's got to, again, you're going to learn a lot more about your team after this upcoming week, but they're definitely got to be excited about the signs of progress that they saw today. So.
Yeah, that I am.